Thanks for checking out Podcasts on the Gin. The latest episode of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn starts now.
The basketball news I alluded to earlier today, Iowa State suffering its second defection of the week. First, it was Zion Griffin on Monday. Today, Caleb Grill announcing that he'll be transferring. Played in a little under 14 minutes a game, shot 31.4% from the field, and that leaves Iowa State with a lot of new faces next year for Steve Prohm, coming off a 12-20 season. First time in 44 years that the Cyclones suffered a 20-loss season. Alex, are you... Okay, we'll try to get Alex back with us. In the meantime, 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. A big thank you to First Federal and all of our fine sponsors. We're going to take care of you guys through this. We're going to take care of you guys after this is all said and done. And that includes our friends at Emil's Hideaway, who sponsor the poll question every day at KGYMradio.com. They have made the difficult decision to close entirely during this bar and restaurant shutdown. We mentioned yesterday that they were doing call-ahead carry-out orders. Chris and the fine folks at Emil's are going to be closing the doors for the duration here. We'll find out, hopefully, when they can get up and running and back in business again. But just want to take an opportunity to once again say a tremendous thanks to Emil's for all of their support through the years, sponsoring things like the Pick Six on the Gym Class, the poll question. And when we get through this, and we will get through this, we're going to be there for you too. 319-366-1600. Ryan and Walford, Bears, it's just a Band-Aid on a wound that needs stitches. Foles is not the long-term answer. They'll be searching again by 2022. I hate being a Bears fan. What is this franchise doing? Does it have a direction? 319-366-1600. A lot of folks out there want sports talk. They want the distraction. I apologize if you're a Bears fan looking for a distraction, because this isn't good news. I have yet to see a single Bears fan in a social media timeline. Can't say that I've talked to a Bears fan, because I've only talked about two people today, face-to-face. Three, maybe four, depending on whether or not you count the people that live in the same house with me. I have not seen a single Bears fan reacting to this news with anything remotely close to a positive response. Not even close. And you look back on the decision to trade up one spot to draft Mitchell Trubisky, and this is going to be a discussion that Bears fans, I think, will be having. You'll be looking back on this. People like to mention the Chicago Cubs trading Lou Brock to the St. Louis Cardinals for Ernie Broglio. This is going to be the Bears version of that deal. Not the Foles trade, but the trading up one spot to get Mitchell Trubisky. It's going to go down as a Lou Brock level blunder, in my opinion, because you made that deal. Not only did you move up one spot and you grabbed the wrong guy, but you did it in one of the most quarterback rich drafts that we've seen since I can think of, probably a couple in my lifetime. 1983 clearly being the best quarterback draft ever. They did a 30 for 30 on it. I'm sure in some of our downtime we can go back and revisit said 30 for 30. 319-366-1600. So the Bears presumably have their guy. Is it Trubisky? Is it Foles? Who starts week one? And does it really matter? They made some upgrades on the defensive side of the ball. The defense is going to be solid next year, but is the offense any better? 319-366-1600. Can we find a Bears fan in all of this? Can we find a single Bears fan who is racing out to buy a Nick Foles jersey, who thinks that this is the move to get the Bears headed back in the right direction? 366-1600. 0905 on the text line. The Bears better use some of those draft picks to protect Foles. If he has protection, he may be okay. Where else do we go here? 3-6-6-1600. We got Matt Verderam of FanSided coming up in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. We'll swing back around and revisit. It's one thing to say you want sports talk as a distraction, and then unfortunately most of the storylines that we have to deal with today are not exactly sunshine and rainbows. Bears fans aren't happy about the Nick Foles trade. Iowa State fans aren't happy about hearing about another transfer out of the program. You've got the report earlier today that, and I think this was expected, I think most people understood that it was a long shot, but athletes who participated in winter sports will not be getting a second year, an extra year, I should say, of eligibility from the NCAA. That was reported by John Rothstein earlier today. So most of the stories, the actual sports stories that we have to discuss and break down with one another, they're not positive sports stories. So it just feels like throwing another log on the fire, doesn't it? 319-366-1600. The updates from today from the local sports world include the United States Hockey League, a member of which the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are, officially announcing that the current season, the 2019-2020 campaign, has been canceled. A week ago, it was suspended, and now the USHL is done for the year. They will not be attempting to pick up and continue on with the season. You stop and think about it. Today is March 18th. 1 week ago, 7 days ago, they were still playing spring training games in Florida and Arizona. We were getting ready for tip-off in Indianapolis about an hour and 45 minutes from now for the first game of the Big Ten tournament. Looking forward to seeing who Iowa was going to be playing on Thursday. Was it going to be Minnesota? Was it going to be Northwestern? That was a week ago. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. These are unprecedented times in which we are living, and we're all doing our best to try to navigate whatever it is, however you want to describe the situation that we're living in. We don't have an end date for it. We don't have any idea of when life is going to go back to normal, and maybe this is another September 11th. Maybe there is no what used to be normal after this, but the what used to be normal wasn't normal before September, you know, after September 11th. So I'm trying the best, and I think you all are as well, and we're going to get through this. 319-366-1600. With that being said, we will occasionally sprinkle in throughout the day various updates as they are made available, things that I believe are pertinent for folks to know. And the Linn County folks had another news conference earlier today. Basically, pretty reassuring news conference. I was following along with our pal Chris Earle, the new evening anchor at KCRG. Boy, did he pick a good time to join the fray there. But the good news is that folks from Hy-Vee said that there will be groceries for everybody. Don't run out. Do not panic buy, that the supply lines are in place for shoppers. And as long as we continue to keep that in the back of our minds moving forward, there's going to be enough food to go around for everybody. And there's going to be enough toilet paper, and there's going to be enough of whatever else it is that you need. Also, many of the Cedar Rapids schools are coming up with ways in which you can still provide your children with lunches. They are coming up with a lunch pickup program. I believe you've got Arthur, Grant, Grantwood, Hoover, Wright, Taylor, Nixon, and Johnson Elementary Schools, as well as Roosevelt Middle School. That's key in all of this. When the schools closed, a lot of people wondered, hey, how are the kids going to get their lunches? A lot of children they don't eat unless they're at school. It's really a sad situation when you stop and think about it. So the Cedar Rapids Community School District is moving to make sure that kids are still fed while these schools are closed. So all in all, I'd say that's a pretty good update today. 319-366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines. Adam in Cedar Rapids. What's up, Adam? Good to hear from you. This feels normal hearing from you, Adam. What's on your mind? And my apologies, having a difficult time.
Out there. I just want everyone to know that I do work in a senior care facility. Everyone is doing great. Think about your families and friends out there that are currently held up in these situations of our senior independent care and nursing homes. Say hi, say hello. There's no sports on, so a lot of the gentlemen are losing their minds, but we're keeping them healthy. We're keeping them safe. Do those good hand-washing methods. And as always, Todd, you're doing a great job. Alex Kuhn, you are the man.
And we are trying to get Alex back and connected with us. He has dealing with some allergy issues. I hope I'm not violating his HIPAA protocols here, but he let me know that he doesn't feel that this is anything serious, but out of an abundance of caution, he is staying home today, and we do want to get him back with us, but I do appreciate that.
He is actually coming back in.
He's coming back in. Okay.
He is. He's feeling a lot better. His sinuses okay. are cleared now. So he'll be back in about 30 minutes.
All right. So we will resume our normal programming at that point in time. You can prepare for everything. This is a good lesson in life. You can prepare for everything, and then still the unprepared hits you. 319-366-1600, as I mentioned, is the number to reach us at here. Buttons is doing a fantastic job. How are you holding up through all of it? I asked Alex. Alex and I have talked yesterday, but we haven't really spoken with you a whole lot about how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty great. Just, you know, answering phones for you guys. That's about it.
And not getting yelled at anymore.
Not getting yelled at anymore.
Because I think people are taking this seriously for the most part.
Yeah, people are taking it seriously.
Finally.
Yeah, people are keeping level heads. And I think most part people are doing a really good job with really taking care of one another. And that's the biggest part throughout pretty much of all of this.
I feel like this is going to become a mantra and you're going to get tired of hearing me say this, but be kind. Be kind to one another. And there's always going to be people out there who are looking out for themselves, looking out for number one. And it's probably too late to reshuffle the cards for those people. They're never going to get it. But I think if the majority of us continue to understand that, and I've said this, I put this out on Twitter again, I would like to say when, but within the last 7 days, it feels like 7 months. I mean, it feels like time has stood still. But for those of you who are approaching this as a sports station, stick to sports, all of that, what's going on right now is sort of like sports. I mean, this is the ultimate team sport right now. And we're coming together to work together to try to shorten the time that we're all going to be cooped up and away from friends and family. And I felt, you know, everybody's been affected by this, but this is the ultimate in teamwork. And when you have, think back to when you were in high school, or those of you who were good enough athletes to play in college, maybe you had that one teammate that was the lone wolf, that didn't listen to the coach, that didn't go to class, that was a distraction, that was out partying. And think about how that one guy or woman affected the team. Normally, negatively. I don't think I've ever been around a team where the lone wolf was embraced and everybody said, man, I'm so glad I'm teammates with that guy. He's definitely not a selfish you-know-what. That's what's going on right now. So try to forget those people. Focus on what's going on, the good that's going on. I see a lot of people paying it forward at places that are still open for carry out. I know there's a local brewery here in Cedar Rapids that is still open and doing business. The folks at Cedar Ridge, that's a tremendous story, is it not? Did you see this where the folks at Cedar Ridge are creating hand sanitizer? There's a shortage of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And they were distributing it for free.
Yeah,
to people in need.
That was a phenomenal story today.
Emphasis in need. if you're looking for a collector's item that you're going to sell on eBay in 20 years, don't. Leave that for somebody who actually needs it. But it's a good reminder that in times like this, you will ultimately, the good will win out. Hopefully sooner rather than later. 319-366-1600. And again, we've got sports stories to discuss today, but I don't think anybody is over the moon about too many of them. The good one, I guess, if you're an Iowa basketball fan, is that John Rothstein thinks that the Hawkeyes are going to be the sixth best team in college basketball, men's college basketball, next year when the season gets underway in November. I don't know whether that's makes you feel any better or if it makes you feel worse about not getting to see this year come to a completion. A lot of folks out there feel that Iowa would have been able to make it to the second weekend in the NCAA tournament. And if you make it that far, we all know anything can happen. But John Rothstein at College Hoops Today revealing his top 45 teams for the year to come. He's got Gonzaga at the top, followed by Villanova, then Baylor, Florida State, and then Iowa coming in at number six. He's got a projected lineup that looks pretty accurate to me. Jordan Bohannon, C.J. Frederick, Joe Wieskamp, and Connor McCaffrey, four guards, with the big man Luka Garza, who I do believe will be coming back at this point. I don't know if there's NBA waters to test. We don't know what the process will look like, the Portsmouth camp and all of that that players are traditionally invited to. Let's just assume that that's the lineup. Go to war with that lineup, right? Bohannon, Frederick, Wieskamp, McCaffrey, and Garza. You lose Ryan Kreener and Bakari Evelyn. You've got Tony Perkins, Aaron Ulis coming in. Patrick McCaffrey will hopefully be healthy and strong enough to play next season. Jack Nungy is going to be back. Joe Toussaint's back for a sophomore season next year as well. Josh Ogundele. We had Josh on the program. He specifically told us how to pronounce his name, and I have already banished it to the far recesses of my mind, so my apologies if that's not accurate. He does have Cordell Pemsel listed here as a projected bench player. I still think that Cordell's probably a really good candidate for a graduate transfer. Maybe he would benefit from a fresh start elsewhere. But you build a team around those four guards and Luka Garza next season, it's not too difficult to envision Iowa as a top 10 team right out of the gate. 319-366-1600. You can weigh in on John Rothstein's projections. No Northern Iowa in the top 45. I know that's going to ruffle some feathers for the Panthers because without having their entire roster in front of me, I do know that their two best players are sophomores. So when you've got A.J. Green and Austin Fife coming back, it's going to be a pretty good building block for the Panthers and Coach Jacobson. The question mark in basketball right now in the state of Iowa is Iowa State because the Caleb Grill transfer news today has some Iowa State fans feeling a little uneasy. Second player this week to transfer, Zion Griffin, four-star prospect out of high school. Didn't appear to be playing at a four-star level much of this season, but now you take Caleb Grill out of the equation as well. He was sort of an interesting case because he had agreed to go to South Dakota State. And then when T.J. Otzelberger left for UNLV, sort of went back on the market late in the recruiting process. Lots of teams made a play for him. Isn't he the one that said Iowa State was his dream school? He wanted to be at his dream school, and this was a dream opportunity for him. That's a little disconcerting, isn't it? When you go from that rhetoric 6 months ago or however long ago it was, to today finding out that he's going to be transferring elsewhere, there is a good feeling that perhaps he winds up maybe at UNLV or maybe at South Dakota State. 13.8 minutes, shot 31.4% from the field, really stepped up late in the season given an opportunity how short the Iowa State bench was. But you're looking at Iowa State fielding six, maybe seven new players next year. That's a roster turnover of roughly half the roster. Is it time to be concerned about Steve Prome? The answer to that is it's time to be concerned about things way more important than basketball. It's sort of a rhetorical question. But if we're going to shoehorn ourselves into this is a sports talk show and we're going to be the distraction that everybody needs, then if this were under normal circumstances and we didn't have anything else hanging over us right now that we're all worried about, this would be a big story, right? I mean, Steve Prome facing a couple defections, a 20-loss season, I think a lot of people would be saying this is maybe a sign of things coming unraveled in Ames. But I still think he gets one more year. Next year is going to be the big year. 2020-2021, Steve Prome is going to have to win, and he's going to win pretty convincingly. Going to have a solid campaign next season, in my opinion. Otherwise, that uneasiness is going to continue to set in with that fan base. 427, if you're just joining the program now, Alex is en route. He is feeling better. He's had some sinus issues. He was going to stay home out of an abundance of caution, and I certainly do appreciate that. For those of you who do not know, I think most of you do at this point in time, my son, who was born very premature, he's going to turn 4 in July. I don't really talk about this a whole lot on the air, but my son does suffer from chronic lung disease. It's a side effect of the extreme prematurity, being born at 25 weeks and 3 days. His lungs were not fully developed when he was born. And so when you hear people say it's only the elderly and people who have compromised immune, only. I'm so sick and tired of hearing the word only. I'm not a violent person, but I want to punch people in the face who say it's only this, only that. Because only is my son. Only is your grandma, your grandpa. Only is a bunch of people that I've never met, that I'm probably never going to interact with in my life. But they're pretty damn important to me, even though I've never met them. So think about how important the people who actually are in your life are. That's the only that we're talking about here. There was a senator from Wisconsin today who said we're only talking about a 3% mortality rate. I'll let you, Google's a wonderful thing. You can Google the population of the United States and you can figure out what 3% of that is. And then you tell me if that's acceptable or not. So I'm tired of hearing only. And I'm tired of hearing people not take this seriously. And I'm telling you right now, I'm at home 99% of the day. And the other 1%, I'm out interacting with as few people as I possibly can. And I'm only doing it out of absolute necessity. And we all do that. And we will get through this as soon as we possibly can. We don't know what that timeline is, but what happens when you have the lone wolf, the guy who's out partying instead of practicing with his teammates, the guy who's not hitting the books and studying and he's being a bad teammate. When we have bad teammates, it just keeps the rest of us inside all that much longer. So my daily reminder, and I'm not going to stop, is I'm pleading with people that please do the right thing. Please follow the guidelines that have been put out by Washington, D.C. and locally. Exercise social distancing. Stay home when you can. The development today, you know, someone from the education department said, try to keep the kids inside as much as possible. Just because they're at home, they shouldn't be out and about interacting with people or running up and down the street. I mean, you still have to balance that trying to find the normal, but we got to be vigilant on this. Otherwise, it's just going to extend things further out and further out and further out. And the longer this goes, I mean, again, Let's put this in perspective. This feels like it has been an eternity. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Buttons?
It feels, I thought today was Friday.
7 days ago, they were still playing spring training baseball games, and there was still basketball being played in Kansas City and Indianapolis. It feels like an eternity, and it's only been a week. And we know that this is going to be many more weeks of this ahead. So if we're already coming apart at the seams now, then I don't even want to think about what things are going to look like down the road. Let's not get that far. Let's be kind, and let's keep in mind that your only is somebody else's everything. 319-366-1600. I think someone might be calling in to yell at you, Buttons. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I promised you I was going to do something with my wooden award ballot, and I'm following through on that with the crowdsourcing of the bottom portion of my wooden award ballot when we return after this.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC, and then the insurance of the business as well, too. Zupacca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
4:33, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Alex en route to the KGYM studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT on 107.5 FM. Matt Verderam, a fan-sided, set to join us coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. We will get his thoughts on the quarterback carousel that is included now. A new member of the Chicago Bears, Nick Foles, reportedly set to battle it out with Mitchell Trubisky for the starting job at Soldier Field. Matt's coming up with us in 25 minutes. 319-366-1600. We got Bob on the line. Let's bring Bob in. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Todd. School administrator, and couldn't agree more with what you're saying. Had some people question why we are closing schools and saying, you know, kids are just going to hang out and play video games and go to the malls. And I say, my answer is that's a decision by the family and the parents to let them do that. We've made our decision. We are practicing social distancing. And if we're going to make this stuff go away, I would hope that you would do the same thing. But my fear is that's not going to happen. And I really don't think Iowa schools will be back in session this year.
Bob, I appreciate it. Kansas today, for those of you who missed it, the first state in the nation to officially say that school would be canceled for the remainder of the current school year. And one domino falls, other dominoes tend to fall. We do have a little bit of news from the sports world developing the latest postponement to pass along. Try saying that five times fast. Alex and Buttons. Alex, who has joined us here in the studios. The Drake Relays have officially been postponed for the 2020 season. Would have been the 111th edition of the Drake Relays. They were set to take place April 22nd in Des Moines. The statement saying the health, safety, and well-being of Drake Relays presented by corporate sponsor, because of course we have to get them even in a pandemic. And fans, along with guidance from local and national health officials, have been at the forefront of the decision-making process. The postponement of the Drake Relays presented by corporate sponsor in the middle of a pandemic. All events associated with the Drake Relays presented by corporate sponsor in the middle of a pandemic, including the Beautiful Bulldog Contest, Grand Blue Mile, and the Drake Road Races. Drake University and Drake Relays, presented by corporate sponsor in the middle of a pandemic, are working to reschedule these events and other campus activities associated with the Drake Relays, presented by corporate sponsor who needs to be mentioned in the middle of a pandemic. 319-366-1600. Alex.
Gentlemen.
You look good.
We tried.
You look good.
Listen, the weather went from about 60 degrees to 45 and rainy, and when that happens, sometimes I get a little bit of sinus pressure. I wouldn't even have flinched at this in normal times, but like you said, just having an abundance of caution, and we tried to make it work, but we're here now exercising some social distancing as much as possible, and thank you for carrying the first half hour of the show. I really appreciate that.
My mom, I was talking on the phone with my mom the other day, and she said that her allergies are really acting up, and it's a bad time.
It's brutal right now.
It's a bad time to have allergies.
Yes, it is.
And she said that, you know, people were sort of giving her a second look. Anybody coughs or sneezes around you, and you give them a second look, and I said, who are you around that's giving you the second, like, stay inside the house. Don't go out. I live less than an hour away. I will do your grocery shopping for you. I will do whatever it is that you absolutely need to be done. 319-366-1600. So there you go. We're exercising to the best of our abilities, the ability to continue doing the show here. And we've got some things that I think we will iron out. And at some point in time, perhaps we will not all be here in the building anymore at this point. Kudos to all of the employers across Eastern Iowa and elsewhere that have made it possible for their folks to work from home. And we will probably be doing that at some point in the near future. I was talking about Iowa being the sixth best team preseason in John Rothstein's rankings that were released today. What do you think of that?
It's
too early?
It's crazy to wrap your
distraction.
I think it is too early to say that they may be the sixth best team in the country. But when you put together what their roster could look like next season, it's hard to think of them as anything other than a top 15 team in the preseason, right? I think that if the offseason goes a lot smoother than last year. Now, you mentioned Cordell Pimsoll, the possibility that he may be a graduate transfer. I agree with you. I think he's a guy that is probably best suited for a change of scenery with that final year. But they have a lot of talent coming back. And just think about Jordan Bohannon, CJ Frederick, Joe Wieskamp, and Luka Garza on the floor at the same time. It's hard to even think about that right now.
6099 on the text line makes a really good point. Rothstein's projections have pretty much everybody returning for all of these teams. And we all know that never happens. Look at Iowa last year. Tyler Cook, Maishi Daly, Isaiah Moss. You can sort of predict when someone's going to be gone, but you can't always predict when all of the guys that leave wind up leaving. So,
do you think that maybe John Rothstein looked at Iowa and used that in their favor, thinking that they're going to have the most players coming back and not projecting anybody the NBA?
I think at this point it's a safe wager to say that even though Joe Wieskamp has an ultimate goal of playing in the NBA, the way that his season finished up, where he was really struggling, it makes it easier for him to come to grips with the reality that, hey, I need at least one more season in school, and we're going to light the bat signal for the Joe Wieskamp isn't an NBA player folks out there. And quite frankly, speaking of welcome distractions, I'm here for that. He is, in my opinion, a player who's capable of making an NBA roster spot at some point in the future. I'm not saying he's Larry Bird, but he's got NBA capabilities as far as
NBA traits.
A shooter is concerned. Yeah. But I think given the way his season ended, it makes it that much easier for him to swallow the reality that he's just not ready for the league. And Luka Garza, I said all season long, remember I was saying back in November, watch out for him possibly leaving for a professional opportunity. He's not NBA athletic, but he's, I'm telling you, I think that game could play to a certain extent, certainly in the G League, and darn would it play overseas. He'd make a lot of money overseas. I think he's coming back too, so you're right. Iowa has the type of good players that you sort of want. The type that are good, but they're not transcendently good where you know they're gone.
And I think that also plays into the discussion about top 10, top 6 or whatever, because that's what you want in college basketball, right? You want good players that can become great, but won't leave early for the NBA. And it's hard to find that balance. There are only a select number of teams in the country that can do it consistently. And even they will have certain down years. Like, look at Villanova. Look at a program like Michigan. I think Virginia does a great job of it, where they're consistently right in there in that top 15. But for a program like Iowa, a team like this only comes around, I mean, once in a generation, right? Where you have this perfect storm of great players, one of the greatest shooters in the history of the Iowa basketball programs going to be returning from injury to go alongside two elite level shooters, Joe Wieskamp when he's right, CJ Frederick, what he's proven to be, Luka Garza, one of the greatest, if not the greatest player in the history of the Iowa basketball program returning. It's shaping up to be a once-in-a-generation, maybe once-in-a-lifetime type roster returning when you put it on paper.
So let's talk college basketball here, because this is something that I was planning on doing today. We mentioned this yesterday. My Wooden Award ballot is sitting in my email box. I have not filled it out yet, and I know who the top two players on my ballot are going to be, but in the interest of, again, I need to do a deep dive into the rules here to find out whether or not I'm violating the sanctity of the Wooden Award sponsored by National Fast Food Chain in the wake of a pandemic. Who's the third? I need to know who the third best player is on the Wooden list. So
okay,
let's take in no particular in no particular order. Let's take Luka Garza and Obi Toppin off the list.
So here are your options right now. I think Miles Powell from Seton Hall is in that discussion. You could put a guy like Marcus Howard from Marquette also in that discussion. I think he's averaging like 27 points per game. And the guy that cannot be forgotten in this, but maybe because he plays on the West Coast, Peyton Pritchard of Oregon has had a phenomenal year. But I think those are kind of the three that I'd put in that third place range.
Okay, so for those of you at home who want to help me, I'm crowdsourcing the remainder of my Wooden Award ballot. You can Google Wooden Award ballot, or you can go to wendys.com/wooden-award-vote. That is the fan voting link. The eligible players, other than Luka Garza and Obi Toppin, Anthony Cowan Jr. of Maryland, Cassius Winston of Michigan State, Devin Dotson of Kansas, Philip Petrusev of Gonzaga, Jared Butler of Baylor, Jordan, is it Nora?
Nora from Louisville.
Out of Louisville. Malachi Flynn at San Diego State, Marcus Howard of Marquette, you mentioned him, Miles Powell at Seton Hall, you mentioned him, you mentioned Peyton Pritchard at Oregon, Trey Jones at Duke, Villanova's Sadiq Bey, and Kansas's Udoka Azubuike.
The only two names that I would add to my list that I'd put in that third place range are the two guys from Kansas. Devon Dotson, the point guard, and then Udoka Azubuike, the big guy. But I think that if you're going for third place, can you argue? Well, I'm going with a guy who's averaging 27 points per game in Marcus Howard at Marquette.
Who's the third best player in the country? 319-366-16, or at least on that list. 3609 says you've got to go with Malachi Flynn. Without him, San Diego State doesn't finish in the top third of its conference, much less with a top 10 ranking.
So one vote for Malachi Flynn.
For Malachi Flynn. Okay. If I recall from last year, I remember being overwhelmed by Keith Murphy, WHO, and Des Moines KXNO on the radio got me a wooden vote. They were looking for a voter. Last year, he submitted my name, and I was completely overwhelmed because I was thinking, okay, here's the ballot, and you're going to click on the link, and you're going to vote for the best player in college ball. And I clicked on the link, and it was ranked voting. So it was, I think it was 1 through 10. It may have been every single player that I just read.
So you had to rank everybody?
Yes.
Okay, that is overwhelming. Because
Because I am an American, I channeled my inner American voter, and I just went in completely blind and voted for players from the Big Ten and the Big 12 in no particular order. I had Zion Williamson and Ja Morant 1-2 last year on my ballot.
That's a pretty.
And after that, I figured it didn't really matter.
Yeah. Did it really?
And we're
though?
Sort of doing this again here because I think outside of the top two spots, it may not really matter. As we mentioned yesterday on the program, it certainly is looking like Luka Garza's got a shot at this.
If not
the Wooden Award, the Naismith Award. And so now we got win and place figured out. We just need to figure out who's going to show and who finishes outside of the money.
Are we betting on this? Is there any kind of wagering going on? Because I know we've been able to keep this thing going. Did you see folks today that there may be wagers to be placed on the weather? I saw a headline and
even weathermen and weather women could not make money wagering on what the weather is going to be. You're talking temperature?
Yeah. Yeah.
People will find anything to bet on in this void. Esports. You can, and I found this out because it popped into my timeline a couple days ago. Esports are pretty big.
They are.
In the country, and they may get a ton of attention now that everybody is staying inside and parking themselves in front of the TV. But you can bet on the esports, the main league, the teams. There are teams in esports. It's very confusing to me. Somebody who knows more about it's going to have to explain it to me. But I actually saw people, handicappers, they're selling picks. Like our good friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee doesn't even do baseball, right?
No, he doesn't.
So he does college basketball,
yeah.
I doubt he any nails over-unders on the Super Bowl national anthem. That's what Lee Sterling does. But
crushes it. His daughter is amazing at it.
There are handicappers out there, touts, if you will, who are selling picks to what's still going on in the world. I think there's a European basketball league somewhere. I did see in Korea, South Korea, that they are getting ready to resume the baseball season there. They had an exhibition game the other day. It was a sight to behold because the players and the umpires and everybody were wearing masks, like not football masks. I'm talking like surgical masks. And it got me thinking, you know, is this going to be something that's the new normal? Or at least maybe if we come out of this best case scenario in late May, early June, are we going to see that here? I think you'd have to overcome a lot of cultural stigma.
Yes.
You know,
because when you see somebody with a mask, it's sort of you go into a panic thinking that they themselves are sick.
Yeah. We used to, and we unfortunately we don't have any more at home because we've used them over the course of the last several years. But anytime my wife or I would not be feeling good because of the issues with our son, with his chronic lung disease, we would wear a mask around the house. And sometimes you'd get weird looks, even from relatives. And you're like, okay, I really don't need to explain this, but trying to keep my son healthy here.
Right. And I think it's the people, when this first came to light, people were wearing them in airports saying and thinking it was going to keep them from getting sick, and people were saying that's useless because it's not going to keep you from getting sick, but if you are sick or are worried about being sick, then it becomes useful. That's the approach I'm taking.
0905 marble racing. I saw something about
that as well.
Did not consume that particular piece of news.
Did you hear Matt Perrault the other day saying that the dark horse in all of this could be darts?
I know darts. There's still horse racing going on.
There is.
I feel like we've now fallen into the ESPN Ocho portal. Like dodgeball. When you think about it, dodgeball is social distancing.
This is
because
true.
Because you do keep a good distance from one another, but then you're cross-contaminating with the actual dodgeballs, so probably not the darts, horse racing, marble racing, random, very strange European basketball leagues. Couldn't even.
I saw some Belarusian hockey today.
I saw somebody mention that as well. Bottom line, that's, you know what? That's where it is. Greg Wyshynski of
ESPN. I watched the overtime session. It was great.
Fantastic guest who joins us on the program, and we hope to have Greg on with us at some point in time to discuss hockey. We mentioned that the USHL canceled officially the remainder of its season today. The NHL is still pretty much in a holding pattern along with the NBA. Drake Relays now officially postponed. They were to take place at the end of April, and again, as things continue to come in, Brenton and Marion making the argument for Anthony Cowan. We'll put you down for Anthony Cowan.
Well, is he the best point guard in his own league? That's my question.
Well, it's for third place. Does he really need to be? I mean, this is an academic
Anthony
exercise
Cowan
at this point,
Cassius
right?
Winston? I think Anthony Cowan's a great player, but if you're talking about votes, who was the best point guard in the Big Ten this year? Was it Anthony Cowan? Is it Cassius Winston? Or dare I throw Io DeSumo out there as well? I was most impressed with Io DeSumo. I thought he was the most impressive point guard as far as killer instinct, as far as leadership, as far as the speed at which he played the game, how he took control late in games. I can't argue with you on any of those three, but those guys, I didn't see a whole heck of a lot of separation between any of them. They're all really good.
Let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll let you know what's coming up in the second hour of the program. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Back with more after this.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money, like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
On KGYM, you've got sports and the gym class. On Smart FM, you've got class, music class. Our Smart Rock professors will teach you all there is to know about Smart Rock. Tunes you know and love, live tracks and B-sides, and great songs you just plain old forgot about. With a library spanning multiple decades, our professors dig deep. This isn't your typical classic rock station. This is Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Get ready for spring and start your next project today with big savings now at Menards. Replacing your windows has never been easier. Menards has 140 size and style window combinations in stock. We have all the windows you need to complete your project today. Right now, get a 24 by 24 inch sliding window for only $69.99 during Menards' Think Spring Sale. Sale prices are good through Saturday, March 21st. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com.
Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Twice a year, something extraordinary happens. You get access to exclusive Dell employee savings. Dell's semi-annual sale is here, and uncompromising designs are now yours for less. Save an extra 17% on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Save on a wide selection of top-brand electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
4:57, and glad you're still with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm sure you heard me mention this. Is it not hard to believe that a week ago, everything was still, for the most part, relatively normal?
We were just starting to see the abnormal break, right? It was we were
wondering whether or not the show should go on as far as the Big Ten tournament. They were an hour away from tip-off between Minnesota and Northwestern.
All those got canceled.
The biggest concern in Eastern Iowa a week ago today at this very moment was who the Hawkeyes would be playing in the Big Ten tournament on Thursday. Would it be Minnesota or would it be Northwestern? A week ago. I mean, that's when you put that into perspective and you figure people are going to get pretty stir crazy. If we're already stir crazy now and it hasn't even been a full week of this, what's it going to be like after 3 or 4 weeks? We'll get through this.
Hopefully we get a little bit more used to it.
Bears keep making stupid trades like the Nick Foles thing, and we'll have plenty to talk about. 319.
What are they doing?
366 1600.
I don't understand.
Well, maybe Matt Verderam can shed some light on this. Matt he's a Bears guy, right? Or am I thinking one of our NFL guests is a Bears fan? It may be Matt. It may not be. We'll figure it out in the 3 minutes or so between going to break and getting him on the phone with us, but we will be hyper-focused at least for the next 20 minutes on the National Football League. Matt Verderam of FanSided joining us on the program. We'll get his thoughts on the quarterback carousel, including the deal that will reportedly send Nick Foles to the Bears for the 140th overall pick in this year's draft. Most guaranteed money in Bears history, Nick Foles. Let that sink in. Back with more after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
EO Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Jaguars are trading quarterback Nick Foles to the Bears for Chicago's compensatory fourth-round pick. Bears coaches have worked with Foles in the past and know him well. And there's another reason Chicago was interested in Foles, explained Schefter.
And with the offseason programs suspended indefinitely due to the coronavirus pandemic, teams are going to have to find ways to get quarterbacks that are up to speed and can hit the ground running. And clearly the Bears believe that Nick Foles not only can do that, but can compete with Mitchell Trubisky.
Jacksonville going forward with QB Gardner Minshew. Longtime Broncos corner Chris Harris told ESPN's Josina Anderson he's agreed with the Chargers on a 2-year, $20 million contract. ESPN's Vaughn McClure reporting linebacker Dante Fowler agreed on a 3-year, $48 million deal with the Falcons, so Atlanta getting the kind of edge rusher it has not had in recent years. Saints nearing a deal with safety Malcolm Jenkins. Jenkins, whose 2020 option wasn't exercised by the Eagles last week, was a first-round pick of New Orleans in 2009.
Coming up on Thursday, the ceiling between Brady, Bruce, and the big-time Tampa offense is pretty high. So where does that leave the Patriots? That plus all the latest moves in the NFL. Thursday, Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worn out spark plugs? If you've got your refund, now's the perfect time to replace them and extend that engine life. You can get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail or email when you buy four or more Bosch Iridium spark plugs. And you don't even have to leave the house to get them. Just order online by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com and choose next day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all the difference. For Murray State, that was Ja Morant. In his sophomore season, Morant led the Racers to a 28-5 record and a trip to the NCAA tournament. In the first round, Morant had a triple-double in Murray State's upset win over Marquette. He finished the season as the first NCAA player to average at least 20 points and 10 assists per game in a single season.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Bracket busters, Cinderellas, underdogs on top. With the right talent in the right place at the right time, crazy things can happen. And it's no different for your business. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:04, welcome back in. Hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It is Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Check them out in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Also online at LinderTire.com. You can get some special online-only savings while you're there. Great final 60 minutes for you tonight as we wrap up a Wednesday edition of the program. And stick with us, because if you're having a hard time dealing with everything that's going on in the world and in Eastern Iowa, and you've got anxiety about all of this, I've got an opportunity for you to get some things off your chest, and no one even needs to know about it. I'll explain coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. In the meantime, for those of you looking for a distraction from the world at hand, man, the National Football League has stepped in to fill the void. They're going about business as usual, getting ready for the new league year. Trades in progress, deals being worked out, the Tom Brady news, monumental, the Bears apparently maybe getting ready to move on from Mitchell Trubisky, or at least bringing in some more competition for him. Matt Verderam, one of our favorite NFL guests from Fansided and the Stacking the Box podcast, set to join us here on the program now. And Matt, are you with me? Does it just sort of feel good to talk football for a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely does. I don't remember a time. I'm 31, but I don't remember a time where there's been more going on in this country. I mean, maybe you know, certainly 9/11 was obviously a tragedy, but this is a different type of situation. And, it's definitely nice for the NFL, fast and furious, deals and what feels like billions of dollars flying all over the place.
This whole process, I know that there were some league officials that hated this idea. Some are okay with it, and I think the fans are kind of in the same position. But there are a lot of potential problems with it right now. Obviously, the Seattle Seahawks are at a huge disadvantage trying to sign players because Washington State is clearly a hot spot for this disease. But what has been sort of the reaction league wide to business as usual going on? I understand it has to be very, very mixed at this point.
It is. You talk to some people in the league and they're happy that it's going forward and they want to stay on schedule. And just like the rest of us in the country, they welcome, you know, work. They welcome a distraction, really. So there is that faction. There's, I would almost say, an equal faction of people that say, look, we shouldn't be doing this. It's a bad look. We're spending all this money on all these players when people around the country are wondering, you know, if they're going to get their full paycheck next week or whatever the situation may be. And then there's also the logistical side where some agents have said, you know, this is a problem. It's going to be hard to get, you know, my client moved around and to physicals and to get things taken care of or to take some visits. You know, it's not the same just doing it over a conference call. So there definitely is a split opinion on this. You know, I've been asked a lot how I feel on it. I think, you know, really, it kind of mirrors the rest of the NFL. Like, it's hard, right? Like, you look at this and say, I understand why the league is going forward with it. And in some ways, I'm happy they are because it is a distraction for anything else. But on the flip side, yeah, it is a little bit of a weird look when all this money is being doled out and there's millions and millions of Americans who are hurting for jobs right now.
Matt Verderam with us of FanSided as we discuss what's been a very hectic 24 hours in the National Football League. Which surprised you more, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay marriage or what the Houston Texans did earlier this week?
The Texans, because while I thought Brady was about even money to go back to New England, if you had laid out that DeAndre Hopkins trade to me and said, what are the odds that Houston does this? I might have given you an answer somewhere like -20%. Hey, that trade, and I wrote about it at FanSided, I've thought about it for a while. That is the worst trade I've ever seen in the NFL. If I were the Cardinals, I would have been laughing so hard, it would have been hard to just actually put the deal through. Like the Texans, you know, you understand that deal. If Hopkins is making an inordinate amount of money, if they're a really bad team, they're capped out, and say, okay, you know what? We're going to have to get some draft capital. But even then, okay, we're going to get a first-round pick back. We're not going to take back David Johnson. They essentially traded arguably the best receiver in football on a very cheap deal relative to his talents for a second-round pick and a running back who is shot. I mean, David Johnson, nothing against the guy personally. He can't play. He's done. That trade is a fireball offense. Now, Bill O'Brien won't get fired, but that trade is bad enough that if I'm Deshaun Watson and I'm looking for an extension this offseason, my price just went way up because you just significantly hurt my ability to get stats, to win. I mean, all that stuff matters.
Can that trade itself sort of be a warning sign for franchises in the future who are considering having a head coach and general manager who are the same person?
Yeah. I think most teams would tell you, and I'm not saying that they told me this, but I'm just saying I think in general, most teams would tell you it's a bad idea to make your coach the general manager. They're obviously, you know, look up in New England and it's worth well with Belichick, but I think that is the rare, rare exception. And even they really do have a bunch of guys in the front office who really handle the day-to-day stuff. And, you know, this has been a problem for a couple of years in Houston. I mean, Bill O'Brien, the Clowney situation was a disaster. They waited till after the July 15th deadline with the tag, and they traded for pennies on the dollar. I mean, if you're going to trade Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins, you should be walking out of that with two first-round picks,
and a litany of second and third day picks. I mean, that no problem. To get nothing, essentially, for these guys, get a couple of day two picks and a broken down running back on an expensive contract, that's almost impossible. I don't understand how Houston is allowing this to go on. And, yeah, I do think it's a deterrent. Look, it's always hard if you're a coach to do this stuff anyway, because if you're a coach, you don't want to have to deal with that side of it typically, because you've got to deal with these guys in the locker room. That creates bad blood. It's a weird relationship. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence. Andy Reid, as great of a head coach as he was, when he started getting into that personnel stuff in Philadelphia, it went south quickly. When he got to Kansas City, one of the tenets of his contract was, I want no part of player personnel. I do not want to deal with it. And I think that was wise, and I think the Texans would be wise to get somebody in there who is an actual general manager.
You've got an article at FanSided about Tom Brady exiting New England, leaving Bill Belichick in peril. What was your reaction when this became – you said it was about a 50-50 even money that he goes back to New England. He's going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yeah. I think like everybody, you kind of knew it was a possibility, but until it actually happens, there's always a party that says, he'll go back. He's going to go back. It's Tom Brady. It's New England Patriots. But history has shown that's not always the case. I mean, look at Joe Montana, who was Brady's idol, who the last couple years of his career went to Kansas City, right? So my reaction was a mild surprise, but I get it. Tampa Bay has a really good head coach and a quarterback, savant in Arians. They're very good offensively. They're better defensively than people realize. And he probably looked at that situation and said, hey, I can go there. I can go win 11, 12 games. We can be a contender. And I think they can be. So I think that was part of it with Brady. And, the article you referenced, I just kind of talked about, I think for Brady, he goes into a situation where they can win. They're a good team. Now, will they win a Super Bowl? Well, I don't know about that, but they're going to be in the mix, I would think. With Belichick, he's almost an emperor unclothed a little bit. Not to say he's not a great cook, because he certainly is, but what is he left with? I mean, Brady wasn't the only guy who left. Kyle Van Noy, gone. Jamie Collins, gone. They trade Duane Harmon, who was a good piece for them in the secondary. They lost Danny Shelton. They're going to lose some other guys. They have no cap space. So, I think for Brady, he moves on saying, okay, a couple of years, we'll see how this plays out. I'm excited about it. If you're Belichick, the future, he has always had a plan his whole career. There is no plan that includes losing the greatest quarterback of all time. And I think it's going to be a very, very long couple of years in New England.
Was Jameis Winston's turnover proneness holding Tampa Bay back? And is that why they went basically for the polar opposite quarterback? Because we talk about Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time, but we got to look at what he is right now. He's not the same quarterback, but is he a good enough quarterback to make that team good just by not turning the ball over?
Yeah, I think, and that's why I said, I think they're going to be in the mix. So I think they're the best team in the NFC. No, I don't think they're the best team in the division. I still think New Orleans is. But you got to think of 30 interceptions. If Brady throws 10, which for him, by the way, would be a lot, it's 20 less turnovers. I mean, that's less pick sixes against you. That's better field position throughout the game. Now, to be fair, Brady's probably not going to throw for 5,000 yards like Winston did either. But you don't care. If he throws for 4,400 or 4,300, but he has 30 touchdowns and 8 picks, well, then you'll take that trade-off any day of the week. You're happy to do that. I don't think Winston was holding them back from being a Super Bowl contender. I do think he was holding them back from being a playoff team. And I think as the year went on, if you watch the Arians and you listen to some of the things come out of there, he just grew tired of it. Because Winston, as talented as he is, and he's extremely talented, he just never learned. He made the same mistakes year in, year out, the same dumb turnovers year in, year out. And I think Arians was fed up with it after 1 year, and Jason Light was the GM who drafted Winston, got a 5-year extension in the summer. So it kind of gave him the freedom to say, look, if I want to move on from Winston, I can admit it was a mistake, just move on. And then when Brady presented himself, that's the easiest out in the world to just say, oh, well, we got Tom Brady. We had to do it. I don't know that Winston's going to get a starting job. He's probably going to be a backup.
So who's running the show in New England without Tom Brady?
Well, for now, it's who it always is. It's Belichick. But I don't know, a quarterback, I don't know what they do. I'll be honest. You know, with Winston, I can't imagine him going up there and Belichick putting up with that. I just can't. I think Belichick would go out of his mind with him by August. I don't think he'd put up with the turnovers, with the nonsense. Newton is an interesting fit. It's interesting because Newton ran a different offense stylistically in Carolina. I don't know that it's a great personnel fit, but he's easily, in my opinion, the most talented guy if you think he's healthy. I could see them going after a rookie in the first round. I could see him going after a guy like Andy Dalton as a bridge. I could also see them trying to get Jacoby Brissett. Obviously, they drafted him before he went over to, and they traded him to Indianapolis. So that would be, those would be a few guys I'd watch, especially Brissett and Dalton. The problem for the Pats is that they need to clear cap space, and they have $3 million in space. Now, they have Joe Thuney on a franchise tag. If they traded him, you know, that would open up essentially enough space to make something work. They'd have to, you know, convert a few contracts and whatnot, but it's going to be very interesting. New England is in an unenviable position for the first time in 20 years.
Let's get to the Chicago Bears. Ryan Pace right now, or at least earlier in the offseason, said that Mitchell Trubisky is his guy. Well, they've made a couple of moves. First of all, they went out and they signed a Robert Quinn, who will be 30 in May, to a five-year, $70 million deal. And then the news today that they had traded to acquire really one of the worst contracts in football in Nick Foles for a fourth-round pick. Is this sort of desperation at this point for Ryan Pace trying to keep his job?
Yeah, it is. And I, you know, it's got to be said, if we're just being honest, the Bears have had one of the more puzzling off seasons of any team in the NFL. I like Quinn as a player, and I understand the NFL is 5 years, right? Really means 3 years. He's 30 years old. He's had one good year in the last five or six seasons. I mean, you have so many other needs on that team, specifically on the offense. And your answer was to go out and pay a guy who's a second banana to Khalil Mack. I just don't get that. Like, you could have signed Vic Beasley Jr. and just brought him in and said, okay, you're never going to see a double team. You're playing second fiddle. It's not going to be a problem. Like, you're never, ever in a million years getting doubled on this team. So you're going to go out and get 10 sacks. And I don't think that would have been much of a problem. But they paid out the nose for another pass rusher. I don't quite get that. The Jimmy Graham thing, like, we don't even have to get into that. To pay him is just ludicrous. He hasn't been good years. And then Foles, I wrote right after that trade on fans, so I think that's the end of Trubisky. They're, I'm sure, going to present this idea, well, competition, and we want it. No, it's not. No, listen, you trade for that contract, he's playing. Like, Foles, unless he gets hurt, is playing. So now whether or not Trubisky's there in August, that's another conversation. Maybe he's there. Maybe they keep him around from it. But there is no way that Trubisky starts. And if he does, then that trade for Foles is an unmitigated disaster. I mean, then you're looking at the most expensive backup in football, and for what? So, I mean, Trubisky's done with the Bears, and rightfully so. But if they were going to go out and get a veteran quarterback with some injury concern, why not go to Cam Newton? That I just don't understand for the life of me. It's not like Foles is so much younger or better than Newton. Like, Newton's an MVP 4 years ago. So it makes no sense. I don't get it.
Does that front office lack direction, or do they have a direction that's just the wrong direction?
I kind of feel like it lacks direction. I think Ryan Pace is a smart guy. He's a good guy. But I think this all traces back to they made the wrong pick at quarterback, and they've been chasing their tails ever since. And that is through a lot of teams that go down that road. When you pick a quarterback that high, and by that high, I'm talking, you know, top 20 picks. When you pick a guy, you are saying, this is who I'm staking my career on. I believe that this player is going to be our guy for the next 15 years. And in that draft, three teams made that kind of a claim. Two of them came up aces. Mahomes, obviously, looks to be a generational talent. Deshaun Watson's the kind of player that might end up in Canton one day. The Bears passed on both. Now, I don't kill him for passing on Mahomes, because nobody in a million years would have taken Mahomes at two in that draft. That's all hindsight. But Watson's a guy they could have taken. and they didn't do it. And I think they realized early whether or not they'll ever admit this. They knew Trubisky couldn't play. I mean, most of these teams will tell you within a year, you know. And they've been trying to, okay, well, we're going to have to build a defense around to make this work. We're going to have to build up all these weapons around to make it work. The weapons other than Allen Robinson, they just missed on. They just have not been good fits, whether it's been Gabriel, whether it's been Burton. And then the defense, it's just hard to sustain it. They actually did build a very good defense. Fangio leaves, guys get hurt, guys leave. It's very hard to keep a full unit together year in and year out.
What about the Green Bay Packers? Blake Martinez out, Christian Kirksey in. He signs a 2-year deal on the offensive line. Brian Bulaga, who had some injury concerns but had a fantastic kind of bounce back year last year, out, signs with the Chargers. Rick Wagner in for the Green Bay Packers.
I like Kirksey a lot. The question with Kirksey is, can he stay healthy?
Right.
He's had injury issues in the past couple of years. But Kirksey can really – Kirksey's a Pro Bowl-level player if he can stay on the field. Now, look, but to be real, it's the NFL. Your best ability is availability. You hear that all the time. It's true. But if Christian Kirksey stays healthy, he's better than Blake Martinez. Because the problem with Martinez is teams just scheme. You go back and watch that NFC title game. The Niners just – they just isolated him and threw at him whenever they could. Now, granted, they only threw the ball 7 or 8 times a game. But they continually tried to isolate him. Martinez is a good tackler. It's not bad against the run. It's a major liability in pass coverage. So I understand why the Packers moved on there. But, yeah, it's a risk with Kirksey because he's not healthy very often. As far as Bulaga, look, I actually like the move of getting Wagner in there. It's a little bit of a cheaper deal. Bulaga is a good player, as you mentioned. He's another one. He gets hurt a lot. So, that to me is a wash. In terms of talent, like Bulaga's probably slightly better than Wagner, but Wagner's good. I don't think that's a big miss. The thing I need to see out of the Packers is when the draft comes, they've got to get another weapon or two for Rodgers. They've got to get a receiver in there. I know Adams is terrific, but you can't. Alan Lazard can't be your number two receiver. Just cannot. You've got to get somebody out of this generational class of receivers that can go in there and really contribute from the jump.
Matt Verderam with us of fansided.com for just a little bit longer. Lots of quarterbacks changing places. What are your thoughts on Phillip Rivers going to Indianapolis?
I understand it. If you're the Colts, you have familiarity there because Wright was the offensive coordinator with the Chargers when Rivers was there for a few seasons. Nick Sirianni worked as the quarterback's coach there. So they know each other. Brissett last year was okay. Then he got hurt, tailed off. The team tailed off with him. I think Brissett is a really good backup. He's a low-end starter, kind of like a Tyrod Taylor, kind of like, although he doesn't play the same way, but like a Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think with Rivers, they look at it and say, if he plays like he did this past season, then he's not a good quarterback, but he's not worse than Brissett. He's different. He'll turn the ball over more, but he'll also get us some more yardage and some chunk plays. And so we're okay with that because we're not losing anything. If he turns back the clock for a year and he has a really good season, then we might be able to win the division because Houston just traded off arguably its best player for nothing and lost some other pieces as well, guys like DJ Reader. The Titans, they lost Jack Conklin, might lose Logan Ryan. We'll see how things shake. And the Jaguars are a total rebuild at the moment. So I don't mind the gamble. It's a 1-year deal. The bigger question for the Colts is both those guys rough after this year. They're going to have to figure out the long term, and maybe that's something they try to address here in the draft.
No, I understand it's a quarterback league, and people always go back to that. It's the way it is. But a couple of moves. Let's start with the Tennessee Titans. Does it make you scratch your head at all to see Ryan Tannehill get a 4-year, $130 million contract while Derrick Henry gets franchise tag?
Yeah, look, there's no way if I'm a general manager, I'm paying Ryan Tannehill $118 million. I mean, it's just not happening. I think what the Titans should have done is tag him and just said, look, we're going to tag you, $30 million, whatever the tag is this year, and just say, we're going to play this up. Show us that you are the player that you were the second half of the season. Show it to us for a full year, for off season, everything else. You're the starter. You're the guy. Teams are planning for you all summer long. Let's see it. And if he did that again, then sure. Okay. Then you've convinced me. But that is a major major gamble. As far as Henry, I'll be honest, I would have just told Henry, listen, here's my best offer, take it or leave it. Because I think Derrick Henry's terrific, but he's a big back. He had a ton of carries in high school. He had a ton of carries at Alabama in college. He had a ton of carries. Like, that's not going to age well. I would be shocked. He would be the major exception to the rule if Henry's able to play throughout, you know, the next 3-4 years playing well. I would have simply said, hey, listen, we're here for you. We'll give you a couple of years guaranteed. We're going to make you a good offer, but we're not, you know, we're not going 4 or 5 years here. It's not going to happen. You know, maybe it leaves, maybe it doesn't, but I would have lived with that if I were the Titans.
What you said about Tannehill and sort of a prove-it year, isn't that exactly what the Dallas Cowboys are doing with Dak Prescott, new coach, new regime, and franchise tagging him and kind of saying, all right, prove that you are the franchise quarterback that deserves this extension?
Yeah, yes and no. I it's interesting with the Cowboys. The Cowboys started this whole thing off last summer when they were in talks with Prescott. They obviously didn't come to a deal. And then Zeke goes off to Cabo and says, I'm not coming until I get a new deal. Zeke died, had 2 years left in his contract. What the Cowboys, in my opinion, should have done was say, look, you stay in Cabo, you get a tan. We don't care because you're going to come back at some point. Nobody sits out for the full year or 2 years left in their deal. So you go have a nice time. We're going to pay the quarterback because they would have paid him like $32 million, $33 million, something like that last year. Now, Goff got $34 million. Wilson got $35 million. The new CBA is in place. The cap's going to go through the roof next year. I reported from Indianapolis, might be as much as $240 million next year. So now with the economy, who knows? But at the time, that was the thought, might be $240. Mahomes is going to get extended probably this offseason. Same with Watson. Mahomes is going to come in at $40 million. Watson will probably come in at like $37, $38. Prescott is going to cost them a mint whenever they decide to do this. I cannot see, barring disaster, him leaving, because I think he's going to get signed this spring. I think the Cowboys just are not going to go into a year where if he plays really well, he might actually get the free agency. So I think they're going to pay him, but if they had paid him to begin with, they could have tagged Cooper this offseason, and Cooper never, under a tag, would have gotten 5 years, $100 million, ever. So the Cowboys have really kind of bungled this whole thing up. And it's cost them a lot of money with Cooper. It's cost them a lot of money with Prescott and, in some ways, with Zeke Elliott.
Matt, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And I know from the feedback on our text line, a lot of our listeners here in Eastern Iowa appreciate the distraction as well. Before we let you go, what's your best guess as far as does the draft go off as planned? I know they've canceled all of the fan events in Las Vegas, but the NFL is still sticking to the plan as usual. Do you think the draft is going to be affected by this?
Like you said, I don't think there'll be fans there in any way, shape, or form, but I think it'll go on. I think it'll go on the same day. I have no reason to think it won't. Let's put it that way.
All right, Matt, we appreciate it. Again, folks can check out the Stacking the Box podcast, fansided.com. We will talk with you down the road. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Matt Verderam taking some time to discuss the NFL, and as we mentioned, that league is very shrewd when it comes to filling the information void or the entertainment void, however you want to put it. They build their calendar, have built their calendar so that they are a 12-month-a-year talking point in the sports world, and that drives some people crazy. Under normal circumstances, these are not normal circumstances. It's really good to be sitting here talking about the Bears making just a head-scratching move. Do they lack direction or do they not have? What would make you feel better if you were a Bears fan, knowing that they had a direction but they were just going in the wrong one, or that they don't, that they lack direction?
Is desperation considered a direction?
You heard Matt,
it's what it
say
feels like.
There what I think has been obvious all along. They made the wrong pick at quarterback and they have been chasing their tails ever since.
Yep.
It's the equivalent of when, for those of you who wager on sports and you fall behind, you make a couple bad bets,
yep,
and all of a sudden, instead of you normally bet $20 a game, you're going to bet $100 on this next game because you're going to make up your losses. Well, what happens when you lose that? And now all of a sudden you're down $200. And then you go, I'm going to put $500 on this lock of the week because I'm going to make up all. That's what the Bears, they're chasing bad money, good money with bad money right now at this point, essentially. You said you had a big board update.
I do.
We missed out on this in hour number one because no. Alex was making his way to the KGYM studios. Let's go ahead and get folks caught up on what's going on.
Now, if I miss anything, please feel free to add it in. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders season has come to an end as the United States Hockey League has canceled the remainder of their season due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The USHL will announce the winners of their postseason awards in the coming weeks, a little bit earlier because of the cancellation of the season. The University of Iowa classes will be online the rest of the semester and the university has canceled the spring commencement ceremonies today. Iowa State freshman guard Caleb Grill has announced today via Twitter that he will be transferring from the program. Grill averaged 2 points and 2 rebounds per game for the Cyclones in his freshman season in Ames.
319-366-1600, the First Federal Credit Union text line. We appreciate all of the feedback that we've been receiving over the last several days, and in particular today, as we do walk that delicate balance between keeping people informed of what's going on in the real world and also serving as that distraction by discussing sports here on a Sports Talk radio show. A reminder, as many people make the transition to working from home throughout this pandemic, lots of people don't have radios at home. And I stopped and I thought about it. We actually do. We have one radio at home. But mainly when I listen to the radio at home, I'm listening via my phone or in my car. So for those of you who don't have radios at home, still a number of ways in which you can consume this program either in real time or at your leisure. KGYMradio.com. We offer the stream, the live stream. We also house the podcasts there so you can go back and play, download at any time. You're working out on the treadmill at 10 o'clock at night. You want to get caught up on the show, you can do it. And you also have the opportunity to listen to KGYM through smart speakers like Amazon. Just take Alexa, for instance. You can enable some KGYM-specific skills. She'll play the gym class. She will play this program. And we've got details on how you can take advantage of that by visiting our website, KGYMradio.com. So plenty of options for you to listen to us as you are most likely homebound. A lot of people working from home in this current climate. We will take a quick timeout, 5:34. Plenty more to get to. We'll revisit what's going on at Iowa State. And I did mention for people who need an outlet to get things off their chest or feel like they got to talk to somebody, we've got an opportunity for you to take advantage of something that we have here at KGYM that I think is going to wind up helping a lot of people. And I'll explain what I'm talking about when we return after this.
It's still Murphy's Bar and Grill in Riverside, a great place to stop and eat on your way to or from the beautiful Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Murphy's Bar and Grill has a nice, relaxed atmosphere where almost everybody knows your name. Plenty of spirits for your pleasure and a huge menu. Everything from incredible ahi to melt-in-your-mouth ribeye. And oh, the lasagna. Mwah! Stop on out to Murphy's Bar and Grill for a great meal and a good time. Highway 22 in Riverside, Murphy.
Where the fun never ends. Murphy's Bar and Grill.
Get ready for spring and start your next project with big savings now at Menards. Brighten your home with Fight Electric LED light bulbs. Right now, over 230 in stock Fight LED bulbs are on sale. Pick up a 10-pack of LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs. They're energy efficient and come in 2-color temperatures. $10.99 each during Menards Think Spring Sale. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Sale prices are good through Saturday, March 21st. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and smartrockin.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
5:37, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. The 5 o'clock hour is Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. It may seem very trivial right now, but we have discussed things that feel normal. Taking care of your car, making sure that it is roadworthy, is something that seems trivial, but you still got to do it. Linder Tire, located in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. And make sure before you visit them, you check out LinderTire.com. You can find some special online-only savings there. Todd and Alex with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We have for you, I don't have the particular details in front of me on this, but I know that Westwood One is playing some classic NCAA men's basketball tournament games throughout the course of what would have been the 2020 NCAA tournament, and I believe we are looking at getting some of those games on our airwaves.
I believe so. Tomorrow night, we are going to have the 1979 National Championship game between Michigan State and Indiana State.
The game that essentially launched March Madness, blew March Madness up into what it is, well, I would say what it is today, under normal circumstances. Magic Johnson, Michigan State, Larry Bird, Indiana State. That 1979 championship game really helped propel March Madness into becoming the huge sports story that it is. I looked at the lineup earlier today. There are a lot of very interesting games, and we talk about remembering guys all the time in sports talk radio, and it's low-hanging fruit, but right now, man, low-hanging fruit's going to taste pretty good to a lot of people who just want some comfort.
Can I give the full schedule of the games
that we
have?
Let's run it down.
So tomorrow night, 8 p.m., the game that I mentioned on 107.5 and 106.3, I believe all of these games will be on those channels. So the Gym OT and 106.3 FM. Friday, we have the classic first-round game between UMBC and Virginia. That's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And then on Saturday, we are going to have the 2008 first-round game, the Steph Curry game between Davidson and Gonzaga, the moment where Steph Curry really burst onto the scene. We will have on, Sunday, the championship game, or no, this is also on Saturday. Try to get the time on this one. The championship game between Kansas and Memphis from 2008. And then Sunday, the second round matchup between Florida Gulf Coast and Georgetown. And the championship game from 2016, Villanova against North Carolina. So we have six matchups for you, and then we'll have some next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. So these are going to go for the next few weeks here on KGYM, as long as March Madness would have run. So through April the 6th, the last game we'll play, last year's national championship game between Virginia and Texas Tech.
I was watching the MLB Network momentarily before leaving to come into the studio. We mentioned that we've been preparing a lot of the show at home and coming in sort of at the last possible minute just to limit our exposure to our coworkers just out of an abundance of caution. The MLB Network was airing the 23-22 Phillies-Cubs baseball game from, I believe, 1979. I have that game on DVD at home, yet I was still sitting there watching Mike Schmidt and Pete Rose and enjoying it. Last night they had the 1983 Yankees-Royals game known as the Pine Tar Incident when George Brett hits the home run and the umpires wave it off due to the abundance of pine tar on the bat. This is what's going to get a lot of people through the weeks to come here. Classic sports broadcasts. You may know the outcome. Don't let that ruin it, but just sit back and let it fill the void and maybe make a new discovery, something that you missed the last time that you sat down and watched something. I mentioned going into the bottom of the hour that we've got an opportunity for people to basically just use this however you want, but we're all going to get through this together. You're going to get tired of me saying that, but I do think that as somebody who is a part of your everyday routine, this program plays a big role in a lot of people's lives, and that still is extremely humbling to the two of us. I speak for Alex here as well as myself. We're going to get through this together, and so we have had here at KGYM something sort of sitting off to the side, gathering dust that we were always planning on using, and the day has never come to use it. And so I said, I think I've got an idea here. So what we have is we've got another, you're so used to hearing us say 366-1600. That's the First Federal Credit Union text line. It's the number to reach. Buttons on the other side of the glass. But we have another phone number that's set up, and we were going to use this for contesting, and it just, we haven't utilized it recently. So the number, I'm going to give this to you, is 319-984-1075. It goes to voicemail. You're not going to get buttons. You're not going to get another human being when you call that number. It goes straight to voicemail. I've got access to it. I think I'm about the only person that does. And I'm going to give that phone number once a day. And if you have anxiety about what's going on, if you have something that you need to get off your chest, if you're worried, it's completely normal. I think a lot of people are right now. Maybe you're worried about your job. Maybe you're worried about the health of a family member. And you just want somebody to talk to. But you don't really want the judgment. You can be completely anonymous. You don't have to leave your name. I don't think I'm even going to have access to the phone number. I don't think there's a log of people who call. But if you're looking in this very unprecedented time to just get something off your chest, to deal with that anxiety, if it's going to help your mental health to say whatever it is that you need to say and know that somebody else here's you, 319-984-1075. We'll give that number over the course of future programs. We have it. We may as well put it to good use, and maybe we help somebody.
I like it. I like it.
And it's not going to have a name. It's not going to have a sponsor. There's nothing fishy about this at all. It's just an opportunity for you, the listener, to get things off your chest.
So no insert name of title sponsor.
Yeah, the Drake pandemic Relay is brought to you by, okay, can we, I understand that they paid a lot of money for the sponsorship of the Drake Relays, but is this really the best time to hit people over the head with that? In the news release, by the way, for those of you unaware, the Drake Relays today announcing that they have postponed the 111th Drake Relays. I took a look at a comment on the Twitter post from the Drake Relays, and someone was complaining, why don't you just cancel them and save everybody the time? Well, because there is optimism here. There is optimism that the show will go on at some point. Now, maybe it's going to be sometime in the summer. Maybe it's going to be sometime in the fall. But I would rather have people postponing things than canceling them at this point. Canceling them, just operate under the assumption that these events will take place just further down the road and not get all worried about postpone versus cancel. I don't see the point in that at this point. They are optimistic in Des Moines that there will be a 111th Drake Relays at some point in 2020. 319-366-1600. Let's go back to our phone lines. Again, 366-1600, the main phone line here at KGYM. Sunny in Iowa City. You have no idea. I love feeling normal. This feels normal. Sunny in Iowa City. How you holding up, man? What's up?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I thought I'd give you guys a call since it's been a while, and I think we could all use a dose of normalcy. I think that you're absolutely right that, this is one of those moments in time that we, certainly me in my adult lifetime, have no precedent to fall back on. The closest that I can think of for this is 9/11, when a lot of the sports shut down, but that was shut down for like a very brief period of time. But even then, I think that the sports world out there is a community like every other small community, like the theater community or like, you know, the business community or things like that. I mean, we are a community, the people that follow sports enough to listen to a talk radio show at, you know, 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And so when this all starts to ramp back up again, which it will, you know, we're going to see things like the return of the Kentucky Derby when that happens, the return of the Drake Relays, the return of March Madness. And it's really going to be, you know, a moment, I think, where we're going to say, you know, this all shut down for a while and it was the right move and we didn't like it then, but we had to endure it. But guess what? We're all back. And now we can really celebrate what sports is, which is, you know, really friendly competition. It's competing to see, you know, who's better at whatever it is that we're trying to do, and we all love it. And I think that the community will really rally around it when it comes back. So good times will come back.
I completely concur with that, and I think in times like this, it's really good to be an optimist. And you're hearing that from Eastern Iowa's resident sports talk pessimist. And I've often in times past worn that as a badge of honor, but I am now switching allegiances. This is Hulk Hogan coming out with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash and joining the NWO. I am the third man. I am the new optimist. This is the new world order. I am going to be the most optimistic person on these airwaves about what's going on. How about that for a WWE reference? 319-366-1600. Great to hear from Sunny in Iowa City. Ed in Iowa City on the text line. All of our anonymous listeners, those we've never met before. We'll all get through this together. And there will be a point in time where we can get together again face to face and maybe have a cold beverage and do some celebrating. In the meantime, life goes on. And the sports world, we mentioned as you were making the drive to Cedar Rapids today, many of these sports stories were not necessarily positive today. The NCAA is indicating that the seniors in the winter sports aren't going to get their extra year of eligibility. Doesn't really surprise anybody. Nick Foles to the Bears, I think, disappoints a lot of Bears fans. And then for Iowa State basketball fans, the Caleb Grill transfer. Now two transfers in 1 week for Steve Prohm coming off a 20-loss season.
I didn't know what to make of that one other than you wonder just sort of with Zion Griffin and Caleb Grill whether there was a little bit of a rift, whether there was maybe a realization that they were unable to play at that level. I don't know what it was, but I sort of took the same thing that you did, that's not a good sign going into the offseason. And you wondered whether one of those guys would step up and be possibly an asset for that team next year. Well, they are not going to be, and it's going to be a very, very I'm not going to say tumultuous offseason because, like you said, comparatively to what we're dealing with, but it's going to be intriguing to see whether or not that program can bounce back from such a terrible year.
5:50, we are going to take a quick timeout here on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. When we come back, we will wrap up as strong as we possibly can and get you ready for a Thursday. I think we've got a fun topic to tackle tomorrow, so we're going to give you a head start on Thursday's program when we return after this.
Skechers presents football legend Tony Romo for Skechers slip-ons.
I'm a guy who likes to take it easy. That's why I wear slip-ons from Skechers.
They're a touchdown inconvenience.
Right. There's no laces, so they slip on and slip off. Easy. Plus, they've got Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam for lasting all-day comfort.
Slip-ons march comfort down the field.
Do you ever say anything that's not a sports cliche?
Try Skechers slip-ons today. Available at Skechers stores and other fine retailers everywhere.
Stop there. You're perfect.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You may have heard of Dylan Miskowitz. He's a real business owner who struggled to find the right fit for his director of coffee role until he turned to ZipRecruiter. Well, since then, Dylan's business, Cafe Altura, grew so much that he had to hire a junior roaster and a second director of coffee. How? Once again, through ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
Welcome back in as we have hit the 2-minute warning here. Final couple minutes of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT on 107.5 FM. Buttons on the other side of the glass as well, gearing up for a Thursday edition of the program. Tomorrow, we're going to ask you, what's something that really annoyed you a week ago when such trivial things really felt like they mattered that you would give pretty much anything to be annoyed about now? A little bit, not to borrow from the gym class and their Friday discussion topics during the summer. They like to call it homework, but a preview of what's to come tomorrow as we are taking this day by day. We don't know what the major sports story is going to be like. We don't know what the world is going to look like tomorrow. So planning ahead, kind of a little bit out the window at this point from a day-to-day basis. But tomorrow, we're going to look back on things that really drove us nuts last Thursday that we would give anything to have driving us nuts today. So that's coming up on tomorrow's program. How's watching The Bachelor? Are you caught up yet?
No, I'm just watching this past season, but it's keeping me entertained for a while, and it's hilarious. I find so much comedy in it. How stupid it is, but it's entertaining.
I'll give it to you. Speaking of TV, something is back tonight that has been absent for a while. It is the final season of Brockmeyer.
Yes,
on IFC. It airs tonight at 9 Central. I've watched the preview. Jim Brockmeyer, Hank Azaria's character, the former play-by-play voice, now tasked in the final season of the program as the new commissioner of Major League Baseball. That is the storyline for Brockmeyer in its final season, the season debut tonight of Brockmeyer on IFC at 9 Central. For those of you looking for something to watch on TV, it's either that or old sporting events. And I'm down for both. That'll do it for a Wednesday edition of the program. Stick with us. Local programming returns tomorrow with the gym class brought to you by Hennings Financial.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college.